Good morning, guys. The reason why I'm up so early is because my boyfriend called me. I was gonna call him O. And we started talking, and we talked about how he got sick yesterday and how he was so sorry and that I wish he was better and wish I was there to take care of him, da da da. Then we started talking about this dream I had last night. And it was a really, really intense dream, actually, where it was like a zombie apocalypse, and we had been fighting for months, and because it started in like early fall, and so we fought through this fall and winter, and it was finally spring again, and so we started like walking through this forest, and we found this little cottage, and it was a really shitty cottage, and. Sorry, it's a really shitty cottage, and it had like dirt floors, and there was a bed frame but no bed, and so we went to town and we foraged through some stores and we brought stuff back, and it was a ghost town. There were no zombies yet, but there were a lot of dead bodies, so there would be zombies sooner or later, but because of the winter, the blood that was suspended in their veins while they died. Was frozen, so they were like really slow moving. And so, I don't know if that's possible, but apparently my dream it was. It made a lot of sense. But, so we get everything that we need and we walk back to our house and, we make everything up. And it's a really cute little cottage now, still dirt floors, but really it's a livable kind of thing now. And we start to plant fruits and vegetables, and we start making our own house. And everything throughout the summer is going well. We have enough food, and we're both really happy. And there's barely zombies. And when there are, he usually just kills them with a hatchet. And I stay inside because I'm scared, because I'm a pussy. And and then winter starts to roll around again. And we know that, or fall starts to roll around again, and we know that we have to go start packing up on meat and everything. And the fall is when zombies are like they're the most active, and I don't know why, but that's how it was, I guess. It was just worldly known that zombies are super active in fall, and so we walk to the town, and there were zombies just corner to corner all over. And I had the hatchet, and he had a shotgun, and we didn't have much ammo, and so we ran to the nearest shops, and we got as much food as we could to last us as long as it will. And if anything, we can just go hunting if things go worse to worse, if we run out of food. But that's not something that we want to do. So we grab everything that we can. We stuff it into our backpacks. And mine's a little too heavy for me, so I'm moving really slowly. And we start to walk through the town, and then a zombie keeps getting really close to O, and I keep saying, "Babe, you should probably kill that one. It's really close. It really likes the scent of you. That's not okay. You really need to kill it." And he just kept saying, "No, it's fine." And so to make me feel better, he shot it, so it was on the ground. And he stood there talking to me for a second, and then he like made a little grunt, and I asked, oh, what happened? Are you okay?" And he said, "Oh yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. He's got a little muscle spasm. You know, those happen." And I was like, "Yeah, okay. Let's head back because this is a little creepy as shit." So we head back to the cabin, and he looks at me. He says, "Nix, I have something to tell you." And I say, "Oh shit, what is it? What is it? Did you like lose something? Do we have to go back?" And he bends down and he unwraps a bandana from his ankle. He shows me he was bit, and I just stare and I say, "Oh, why wouldn't you tell me? We could have sawed that off. We could have stopped it. We could have just taken your leg. We could have just taken your foot off, and you would have been fine. Like you would have lived." And he just said, "No, it's too much effort. I don't want you to go through that. I'm a lost cause anyway." And it was just so depressing. We both started sobbing, and I held onto him as tightly as I could. And we stayed like that until he finally started to turn, and with his last words, he said, "Kill me, please, just kill me. It's so painful." And so I take his shotgun with the last bullet, and I plow it through his head. And I start sobbing with his corpse in my arms. And then I lay him on the bed, and I get a rope, and I tie it in a noose, and I get the stool he would sit on during dinner, and I hung myself, and then I woke up, and it was 3 a.m., and I just started to cry, so it was just such a sad story, and it was scary to see the person that I like a lot in so much pain and so much emotional turmoil, and then to see me, like, kill myself, it's just... Wow, it was really intense, and yeah, so that's all that I wanted to touch on. That was my dream last night, and I told him about it, and he was like, "Babe, it's okay, I'm so prepared for the zombie apocalypse, it's fine." It's like, what a fucking nerd, you know? Oh, man. Yeah, so that was my dream. That's why I'm up so early. Yeah, let's drink some coffee. Let's chill out. Let's do it.